It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio. A look at the growing marijuana industry in Alaska. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And now, The Buzz.
Hey, that's us. Welcome, everybody, to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and live at KFAR Radio. Sponsored by Tanana Herb Company. I'm one of your co-hosts, Joe Hashi. Sitting next to me is this fine, strapping young gentleman, business partner, co-founder. I don't know. Did I cover it all? Sam Hatchie, hey.
Always the little twist. I'm just on the edge of my seat. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. We have a father, DJ, former mayor, current state representative for the governor's office in the interior, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Jim Matherly.
Hey,
welcome.
Jim. Hey. I want to be an official Hatchie. that's what I want to be. How's it going, guys?
It's going great. It's
wonderful.
Going great.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Do we have an unmarried cousin somewhere?
Yeah, I know. You can marry into the family. Yeah,
you can marry into the Hatchies. I would love that.
Well, we're both single. You have any
friends for you?
Yeah.
I do, actually. Yeah, we could all triple date sometime.
Yeah. We work too much.
That's for sure. Well, I'm really proud of all the work you boys have done, and I'm really happy with the success of the Herb Company, and see your name everywhere. And I just
appreciate that.
You're both great guys, and I'm just really happy with what you're doing for yourself and for the community.
Thank you.
For your customers. You're top notch guys.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're up to like 45 employees now.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful.
Right around 45.
Well, and you were in the mayor's seat when cannabis was legalized. I remember many a meeting and pleading and wondering, talking about license caps and distances and everything, trying to figure out kind of just in the inception of the industry. And you were a great guide. The city council itself did pretty well and had some pretty good questions, but you stepped in a few times to kind of shed a little light of clarity.
It's not the devil's lettuce anymore.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people who had those reactions.
Is what I was getting at.
Well, and I had my doubts too, but after I talked with you and I talked to other growers and entrepreneurs, I mean, I could count you on less than one hand how many times the police had to go to a cannabis shop.
Yeah.
But they go to the bars.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as I'm living in Alaska, our number one issue statewide will always be alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That causes, I think, the most problems for this state. It's unfortunate, and we hold a couple of not so flattering records in statistics because of it. And I'm not anti-alcohol. I just wish there was more control and out in the villages, it wouldn't be so abused, and here in town and in Anchorage. It's a lot of liquor problems.
I hear that domestic violence has gone way down since it's been legal, is cool.
But cannabis,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm telling you right now, I had mixed emotions about all of it, and I just think it's all done really, really well, and it's well run. And you know what? Mm-hmm. If something isn't run well, they'll get chased out of town.
Yeah.
Because you are businessmen. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to do it right.
We're providing jobs, local tax income, statewide tax income. We've been running in a surplus as far as AMCO's budget, how much we've collected via tax fees and excise tax throughout the inception since 2016. I think we've kind of proven over the last 8 years that we're pretty good stewards of the community for the most part. I mean, it's always in every industry, everywhere, there's always something going on. But I think that I'm pretty proud to be sitting here on the radio and breaking that taboo, because I never in a million years thought we'd be doing this in a position. We're like, hey, let's just grow weed, see where we get,
It's not just Cheech and Chong. That's the image Hollywood gets. There's a lot of really good business people who do this.
So except for after 8 p.m., I might, blaze up pretty tough.
No problem.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you coming out here today.
Thank you
kindly. It's been a little while since you have been on the radio, and you've been quite busy. And I just kind of want to get back into it. And you want to just tell a little bit of listening audience, maybe share a bit about your background and how you got involved with public service?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great question. I was born in Fairbanks, and all through high school, my favorite subject was government. So for the 80s and the 90s, I got close to government. I worked for the Chamber of Commerce. I volunteered. I worked on campaigns while I worked my day jobs, which was radio and banking and finance. Those were my main backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
And then in 2010, I decided to run for office for the city council. And I loved it. And I got elected to two terms. I served two terms on the city council, then ran for mayor in 16 and ran two terms there until 2022. So I took my real big dive in the public service in the 2010s. best job I've ever had. And I've had a lot of good careers. I'm very blessed. I mean, a DJ, drummer, I owned an Allstate agency. I worked for the Riverboat Discovery. I was in banking. I've done a lot of different careers. But since I'm a helper and a servant at my core, being mayor of Fairbanks, my hometown was the best, even with the not-so-pleasant times that we had.
Oh, man, COVID.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, the C-word hit. You know, I mean, during my two terms, I mean, cannabis was legalized. We had COVID. Mm-hmm. That was a challenge, no doubt. We had the death of one of our police officers the week I was elected, you know, and there was a lot of up and down emotions, but it fit me well. My demeanor's pretty calm for the most part. I don't go nuts or crazy necessarily. And I had the council to help me, you know, so I just tried to be a good approachable person for the community. I think it worked.
I think it did too.
I think it worked. There's some things I probably should have thought about a little more. I think we all have little things we look back on, but no regrets because I did what I did and I learned an awful lot and it just led really well. And then the year I left, I ran for state Senate and I ran against Senator Kawasaki.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up losing that, not by much. It was a pretty good first Senate run. And then after that, the governor's office called and said, hey, would you be our Fairbanks representative here in the interior? And that's what brings me to this job today.
Which is awesome.
It's a really good fit. You know, since I'm not elected anymore, right? I don't have to make decisions. and I don't get yelled at as much. I get to do the exact same thing I did as mayor. If you think about it, I go to the same meetings. I have the same connections.
Yeah.
I get to make some impact, and I get to be the governor's representative. He trusts me, and I can get out and talk to the community. So that's what he liked about it. And it's been a really good fit for the first year of his term. And he's got three more years in this second term that he got elected for. And I just love what I do. It's a lot of fun.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM and live at KFARradio.com.
So,
Jim, you strike me as the kind of person that likes all the information first before you make decisions and things like that. So you made a comment about how level-headed you are and stuff like that. Like, that is just inward thinking about all the different angles and things like that, and that, you know, goes well with the mayorship, you know.
Well, I think too many people jump on. I try to do like the 30-second rule, you know, and they talk about the 10-second rule for food. If I see something online on unsocial media, that's what I call it, and it like blows me away, I don't know what it is, I don't post right away out of emotion or out of anger.
Yeah.
I wait a day. I wait 30 hours if I can before I respond, because how many people put a response, hit send, and go, ugh, should have done that.
Yep.
So I want to hear the information. If I read a headline, I say, oh, well, let me look at that. Let me see if how much of it's bogus, how much of it's true, how much of it is exaggerated. I hear a little bit about that at the governor's office. Every now and then you'll get an angry call. The governor hates children, you know, with the whole education thing. No, you do. And I listen to every single call. I talk to everybody that calls.
Yeah.
And I say, well, no, that's not entirely true. He doesn't hate children, but this is his line of thinking. But I try to get the information first. You're right, Joe. You're 100% right. Because the times where I voted on something or brought something forward that I didn't read about, I regretted it later, but I should have gotten more of a deep dive, and that's what I try to do.
Yeah, it's a great way and a mentality to approach a job, or any job, especially public service. I think I kind of wish that all politicians had that.
Well, I'm acting on behalf of 30,000 people. That's when I was mayor, and they're trusting me to get the facts right. Now, after I study the facts, I made a vote the way you want me to.
Sure.
That's okay. I mean, what I wanted to know about cannabis, I learned about cannabis. I learned about what it did and how it was and the business of it, so I could become better educated. Because if I can't make an informed decision, I'm not a good representative for people. I should just stay out of public office and just worry about myself. I was worrying about everybody else. That's what I was elected to do.
Such great words. Such I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, oh, man, I wish everybody said that, you know. what do you see as the most pressing issue currently facing the interior? You know, right now, kind of on your plate as we go into breakup season, like there are some things that are going through our legislation, but just kind of like you're in the community, kind of the first thing that you hear from people, like what's a thing that they
hear? Well, right now, the number one thing everyone's talking about is education. And the legislature and Senate Bill 140 and those and the governor's veto. Today, I was talking to someone the other day. I was talking to somebody about education, and they were upset the governor vetoed. I tried to explain why he did. You know, he's all for raising the BSA. He wants to put more freedoms into charter schools. Mm-hmm. And he did tell the legislature, you know, if you don't put these things in, I will veto. So he made it crystal clear what he would do. And then when he did it, a lot of people got upset. Well, the veto pen is part of what he does and mm-hmm. part of what I did at the city. So now he's just working with the legislature because it's a delicate dance. Yeah. You know this. Mm-hmm. You're talking with dozens of people in Juneau, and they all want something a little bit different.
Yeah.
They all agree on the same basic issues. We want to make Alaska a great place. We want to support education. They have different ways of getting there. So the number one topic I'm getting calls on at the governor's office is education, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Senate Bill 140, raising of the BSA, the school closures, which isn't the governor's wheelhouse. That's more the local borough. That's the Fairbanks North Star borough.
So they're
the ones that proposed the school closings based on their funding. Now, some of the funding comes from the state. Some of it's federal, of course. But the governor doesn't make decisions about school closures. That's up to the local communities.
Yeah, that's to the school board and their fiscal responsibilities and their budgets and stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough job. You know, I think I'd rather be the governor or the president than the president of a school board right now. And I say that with all due respect to everybody on that school board. It is not easy because you're dealing with children and parents, it's just a hotbed of emotion. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. But I try to get above the anger and above the fog and look at the whole totality of what people are angry about. Mm-hmm. And then I try to bring that kind of reasoned view. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I see your point, but don't forget about this over here.
So do you think we're going to see any movement this year in this legislative session? Man, we're all having trouble with it.
No, it's no. I need to stop by your shop, I think. Get better talking. No, I know that they're working on some things for funding the schools. And coming up on May 7th, you know, the borough has put out a special vote, a special election to raise the tax cap. You've seen the signs around town. Yep. They want to raise their tax cap to raise money to go to the schools. And so we got people saying, no, don't do it. And others saying, yes, vote yes for education, save our schools. So that'll be really interesting. Special elections, you never know.
Never know
how people are going to come out and vote. Mm-hmm. You just don't know.
In such a small community, you know, compared to really anywhere else in the country, this could come down to 100 votes.
Well, you
know? Is there a minimum threshold for how many people have to participate in it? Or if they just have...
No.
50 votes cast and 25 one way, 25 the other.
But I'm going to get angry here.
Get out and vote? Is that what you're trying
to
express?
Yes. Yes. I'm always big on the two V's, vote and volunteer. I think you volunteer your time. This is what I tell schools when I speak at graduations and other schools. Mm-hmm. Vote and volunteer. Volunteer takes the focus off of you and puts it on someone else, which you get something out of, too.
Sure.
That you've done it yourself. And then don't forget to vote. It really is. There's really not a lot of countries in the world where you can vote and have a say in who's elected.
It matters.
Of course it matters. You know? And I'm not a big conspiracy theorist like, you know, there's election fraud so bad nothing matters. I don't subscribe to that. I think there's going to be knuckleheads everywhere. But the majority of people are good. The majority of voters are good. The majority of politicians are good.
Yeah.
The majority of cops are good. Mm-hmm. The majority. I'm never going to subscribe to the thought that 51% and more are bad. Yeah. That's just not the way it is in Jim's world.
Well, we'd be living in Mad Max if that was the case.
Exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like if more than half of the people were nefarious, I mean, we wouldn't have like Safeways and Fred Meyer's open.
Well,
right? Like if you think about
exactly right.
We just wouldn't have commerce. People would be robbing each other. Mm-hmm. That would be terrible.
Mm-hmm. So I think voting is really important. Yes. Don't sit on this one. Anytime you're raising your taxes, you know, it does cost money for you. Even if you're a renter, it'll impact you because it doesn't mean your landlord won't charge you more if his taxes go up. So even if you're a renter, property tax can affect you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
even as a renter. Effect,
right? Because, like, how is the landlord going to be able to just absorb that?
I mean, I agree.
It's just tough. What an interesting thing because I mean, property taxes, I can't really see a different way to generate more income or where they're going to put a sales tax on something. They're going to start taxing people's income. Neither one of those are okay with me.
No, well, and those are regressive taxes to me, and I think we've already voted them down enough times in the past. We'll see what they say for property taxes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
The Buzz will return on KFAR Radio right after this word from our sponsors.
Great deals all week at the Tin and Aught Herb Company. Munchy Mondays with 15% off all edibles. Train Wreck Tuesdays get you $20 six-pack boxes. Don't miss Thirsty Thursdays, 100 milligram hash-aid drinks for just $20. Funky Friday with Bongo half off. How about Shatter Saturdays? Gets you 20% off Frogman and Choice Extracts. Sunday Funday, you'll find Old Deli strains for just $10 a gram. Only at the Tin and Aught Herb Company's all-new retail store. From cultivation to manufacturing to retail. All under one giant 50,000 square foot roof. That's Tin and Aught Herb Company. Open 7 days a week off Wells Street. License number 14467. Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or heavy machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older. Keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
We now return to The Buzz on KFAR Radio.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. This is The Buzz, just in case you didn't know that. We're in the studio with Jim Matherly. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Nice to be here.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Hatchie Brothers.
I just got to throw this out there. This is the second time you've been on. So yeah. If you want to listen to the first show, go to the archive section of KFARradio.com and look it up. All of our shows are on there. So,
well, come on as often as you like with updates. Oh, yeah. Happy to do it. It's part of what I do.
Yeah, we've been doing this more than a year now, and I think we got to go back through, and there's a few people that we want kind of on a reoccurring yearly thing, and it's going to I don't know. It's fun. I like getting updates from people, you know, getting a chance to see what's going on. I like talking to politicians and business people and just seeing the vibe check.
I agree.
Most of our show isn't about cannabis.
Yeah.
No, we talked a little bit about it at the beginning, but you want to keep people informed in local things. Mm-hmm. If there was a big cannabis thing coming up, I would talk a little bit about it. But right now, it's kind of cruising the way it is. They raised the taxes on tobacco. That doesn't affect you, right?
So there was that concern about the vaping products.
The borough did,
cannabis vape. But I think there's a delineation in there that it doesn't affect that specific tax.
Our taxes are high enough, Jim.
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing. Now that I'm not elected, I can make these kinds of comments. I agree. But I didn't know what their legislation currently did for you.
Didn't
do.
Well, I'm part of the Governance Advisory Task Force Board, and we've been working with the Senate legislature for House Bill 119. And that's a Senate Finance Committee right now, and we'll see how all that pans out. I'm curious to hear about the education bill because the legislature's got a full plate, man. They're dealing a lot of big issues this year.
They do. A lot of work to do.
I mean, every year, really. I mean, it's not an easy job to step into.
Not with a state this big.
Yeah.
So, Jim, what is your job? I mean, what do you do?
I dispel fears and myths. I'm like the great wizard. Listen, very few people call the governor's office with a, hey, you're doing great. That's just the way it is. I take calls and I clarify. I am the great clarifier. I am, because most people...
You're a coffee mug with that.
It's hilarious, because most people just don't understand.
Yeah.
Same thing with being mayor. It's the same thing here. Somebody will call and say, look, I'm upset because the governor did this in the borough, and I just have to correct him and say, listen, that's a borough issue, not a governor issue. And I take a record of every call and every bit of email and submit it to the administration. But my main job, besides being the voice for the governor and coming on here talking to you and going to public events, is I take phone calls and I clarify. Because most people don't have it 100% right. I don't mean that in a negative way. they just don't. And once I can really explain, mm-hmm. either face-to-face or on the phone, because they do come up, and I'm on the second floor over here at the State Building,
nice.
I'll say, look, this is how it is. This is the reality. And I think you're a little mistaken, but here's the correct information. So I dispense of myths. And I'm a great clarifier.
Well, and I think too that
never you're, heard that before.
Yeah, like that, the great clarifier. Well, I bet you too. You not only just offer more knowledge and the wisdom behind whatever issue they're having. I imagine you can give them, if they want, like resources to. Hey, I don't like this set piece of legislation. I want to do something about it. You had mentioned about volunteering,
yeah,
and being active in the community. You'd be a great gateway to do that. Now, tell me a little bit about. What a memorable experience, and since you've jumped on with the governors over the last 2 years or so.
Oh, yeah. Something that I've enjoyed this past mm-hmm. year. Oh, something I've enjoyed speaking on a higher level than just the city, because
oh, yeah.
I was city centric for 12 years, and I thought I knew a little bit about state, but not as much as I should. Mm-hmm. So I went out last fall and I talked a little bit more about education and some other issues, and carbon sequestration. Mm-hmm. I learned about that. Never would have learned that at the city. So my greatest accomplishment has been taking the stuff that's hard to swallow and really running with it, really absorbing it, and then dispensing it out to people
yeah.
and making, you know, appearances, mm-hmm. Rotary clubs or what have you.
Uh-huh.
That's been the greatest thing.
Because
I'm thirsty for knowledge. See, I'm really thirsty for knowledge. And if somebody does call me and if I don't know the answer, I open up a constituent relation folder on everybody that calls. It's called CR. Not a lot of people may know this. And we get them resources. Either the commissioner of that certain department calls or a representative, or I'll send them links to stuff. I do follow up with every call. Unless there's somebody that's just really off the wall, yeah. doesn't want to call back, just wants to show anger. And then I just take it and, you know, I'm mad at the governor for this. And there's not much I can do there. But that's what I do. I end up administering a lot of information. And that's been my greatest thrill working for the governor, is learning the state level stuff and going around and talking about it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's like a higher education, you know, like just grad
very,
school.
Very, very much so. There's so much to run in this state. It could be so confusing.
Just a reminder, you're listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM and live at KFARradio.com.
So, Jim, yeah. I imagine we're so unique up here in Alaska, geographically, diversity-wise, like we have everybody from all walks of life. And I just imagine if we lived in California, Colorado, or New York, or any other state, that to be able to have access to a representative of the governor that actually speaks with the governor, I think is a very uniquely Alaskan thing. And so when people do want to discuss politics and want more information from their elected leaders, I think you here for the interior is such a great thing, because yes, they probably have some infrastructures at DNC, RNC, have all these things in other mm-hmm. states and stuff, but your comments, do they just go to some intern somewhere that you never gets anywhere? You know, when people contact you in your office, like they are confident to know that they're getting A, the truth, not just your opinion, you know, it's coming from the office, and B, that whatever that your experience, that you're going to communicate that back with them. I think that's just a really great position for you, and I think it's just so cool. So like
– and I'm not a stranger to them.
You're not a stranger.
Right. They know me from the prior job.
How will people contact you if they want to get a hold of you?
451-2920.
Okay.
That's the number. I carry my cell phone everywhere I go.
Say it again.
451-2920.
And an email?
jim.matherly@alaska.gov. And you got to spell out Alaska, so it's jim.matherly, M-A-T-H-E-R-L-Y, @alaska.gov.
Awesome.
I will respond.
See, that's so great. Like,
every time.
Yeah, where else
it's
in
Alaska.
The world?
Like, nowhere else. Like,
it is kind of a cool feeling.
Yeah, it really is. I think that I think a lot of people that have lived other states, the disconnect.
You can really touch your local leaders here.
Yeah, you can.
That's how I feel about it.
You go down to city hall, you go sit in a city council meeting. You could do that in Seattle or Washington or anywhere else, but like maybe. Maybe you might be able to have your 3-minute public comment.
Well,
probably
remember when
not.
I said vote and volunteer?
Uh-huh.
Get involved.
Yeah.
That's another V indirectly. Go down to your local meetings and voice your opinion. There's another one, V. There's another V, voice.
Yeah.
Voice. I can make a whole list of Vs. No. Write letters to the editor. Call your representatives. But you might check with them first, because you might have some misinformation. But voice.
Sure. Yeah, voice
talk,
your opinion.
Learn. Mm-hmm. If you think you know it all, you don't. Because I don't even know it all. I have to check with a lot of different people.
Unless you're Frank Turney.
Good old Frank.
Oh, shout out to Frank. Oh, I was trying to remember
good
his name
old Frank.
In the spirit of going down to city council.
Oh, that was Victor Buberge. He's the number one guy next to Frank.
Victor,
let me jump in here.
Sure.
We only have a couple more minutes.
Okay.
So I want to know what you're planning for the future. After this job, maybe are you going to reapply for the same job? Or are you going to maybe... Do you have any plans after this?
It's a good question, and I've even talked to the governor about it. It's no secret that I loved running for office. I actually got asked to run this year for an office, but I said no because health recovery, that's part of it. It takes a lot of walking to do that. Plus, I have some loyalty to the governor. I mean, he reached out to me and threw me a branch, and I've only been there a year. I don't want to be a jumper. I want to really learn the job. Mm-hmm. So if another Republican gets elected or Democrat, they may choose to keep me here locally, or they may replace me. So I don't know what the next governor might do. If I end up staying in the job, I might just do it. If I'm, because literally I'm not partisan. I'm working. I'm not a partisan guy. Yeah, I'm conservative and I represent the governor, but I can talk to anybody. So if they want me to stay on, Joe, I might do it. But I might consider a run for something else. I thought of lieutenant governor. I thought of governor. Yeah. I thought of state senate. Or maybe someone asked me to run for mayor again, to be honest. But I think David might run for a second term. I don't know. But I just see myself in some other kind of service. I really do. My DJ business is kind of slowing down. All my kids are 18 and older. So I'm thinking about Jim's next phase because I'm not so focused on kids. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I got big changes.
You almost have to like re-envision what you wanted your life to be.
It's true.
In the first place.
I got plenty of time to do it.
I mean,
I could do this till I'm 90, but I really love serving people. That's been my greatest joy.
I love
really.
It.
Next to being a dad and all the DJ stuff, serving people.
So is that something, is that some of the advice you'd offer the younger people out there is just get volunteering and serving into your community?
Yeah, I can tell you really quickly, if you want to learn all about law enforcement and our judicial system at the DA's office downtown.
Oh, yeah.
DA Joe Delares is having a junior DA program. It was hugely successful last year for school-age kids. And they wanted 20 people, I think 60 signed up for it. It took them through how the jail works, how the legislature works, the House and the Senate, local law enforcement. If you know someone that wants to sign up for it, just look it up or call me. It's under the DA's office here in town. And it's amazing. That's another way kids can learn about the judicial system. So much stuff is posted about law enforcement and hatred and misinformation. No, we have a system that does work.
Yeah.
And we have to all learn about it because you can't do away with police. You can't do away with justice.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
That's a little extreme. So find ways to make it better and get involved. So yeah, and go to meetings. Go to school board meetings. Go to borough assembly meetings. Go to city council meetings. If you're young and you want to learn, you got to go put your butt in one of those seats and watch it.
And I tell you, with the median age in Alaska, all those young people out there listening, like the world is yours. The next 5 to 10 years, all businesses are going to be up for sale, and it's Alaska with
a lot of buildings,
with a naval facility going up there, and dang old man, and Nome, and then Northwest Passage opening. Alaska is going to be the most sought after place on the planet in the next 5 to 10 years.
We are an amazing state, despite the problems, and we do have them from time to time. But there's no place like Alaska.
No place like Alaska,
and there never will be. That's why the military loves it here, and they're an important part of our state, and people will move here. You've got people that are angry on some things. I get it, but they're involved and they're listening and they're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with passion.
Yeah.
Just no hatred.
No hatred.
Just good passion. Yeah. That's what I would say.
Yeah. If you want to hate, go take it out on a grayling or something.
Yeah.
Go fishing, bro.
Or go boxing or something. Yeah.
Jim, real quick, it's jim.matherly@alaska.gov. And
yes.
Your phone number is
907-451-2920.
Jim Matherly, the interior representative for the Governor Dunleavy's office. Thank you again. It was just such a good time, Jim.
Thanks,
Thank
Sam.
You.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate
always
it.
Always a pleasure, man. Yep. You always make us smile.
Happy to help.
This has been another episode of The Buzz. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday. To listen to more episodes, go to kfarradio.com in the archive section. To find out more about Tanner Herb Company, come see us on 1200 Wells Street. Coming up is Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Streaming live at kfarradio.com. brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company on Well Street, license number 14467. To listen back to this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the KFAR website. This has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active and KFAR Radio.